Obscenity and censorship both have generated considerable debate in the media. Today, our own Brian Unger wonders why no one's talking about how those two intertwined topics are manifesting themselves in paper towels.
The brawny man. This handsome lumberjack who has been around for 30 years, plaid shirted, PV axe in hand, smiling at consumers from a roll of paper towels, is marketing fiction used to convey the brawn of brawny paper towels. But the brawny man online is more like an oversexed cousin. Controversial. Creepy. I don't know what this guy is selling, but it sounds illegal.
So strong. That's brawny. Now that's a bad little boy. So soft. That's brawny. Happy birthday to you, Mrs. Parker. Happy birthday to you.
My gosh, get a hold of yourself, Mrs. Parker. You're a mess. Pull yourself together and clean yourself up. Think of your husband. As for this brawny fella, his super absorbency feels more like groping. Here's the brawny man from a section of the website called Innocent Escapes.
I wrote a poem about your haircut. Would you like to? No. I'm too embarrassed. Okay. Here it is.
No, please, please don't do that.
Your hair, like an angel's, turning heads of strangers, falling like a river on your cheek.
Hey, man, my dad was a Baptist minister. I just need to buy a paper towel and then I'll go.
No one should have to go through that thing you're going through. Sometimes, when I'm having a hard time and I need to do something to make me feel better, I saw wood.
Saw wood. You know, that's terrific.
Come saw some wood with me.
I'd rather not.
Just relax your shoulders and let the saw do the work. That's it. Yeah.
Hey, Ted Bundy, I just needed some information about paper towels.
You feel better?
No, actually, I feel dirty, and no paper towel will make me feel clean ever again.
I wrote a song for you. It's called Lady Love. I haven't actually written it yet, but it's going to be about a lady and moon shadows and love. Lady.
At its website, brawnyman.com, the company claims 30,000 women logged on to create a virtual brawny man. 40% said they like a man who spends his free time helping out around the house. However, 60% of the women I surveyed said they'd like to help him out of the house and on the next bus to anywhere. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
If you have any thoughts about the Unger Report or anything else you hear on this program, please write to us. Our email address is daytoday@npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.